Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting.
Damn right I ain't letting you. This is General Gonzo S. Patton. Welcome, troops. This is the Conservative Party of Washington Radio. Normally, you'd be sitting here ready to hear the bad attitude guide to good citizenship, but I commandeered the station because we have other things that we need to discuss this evening. That's right. We were put here in this place at this time for great things, and I want you to remember that no conservative ever won a political war by doing nothing for his party. He won it by making the other poor rhino GOP member convert to the Conservative Party USA and the Conservative Party Washington. Members, all this stuff you've heard about the Conservative Party not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war for GOP conservatives who are disgusted with the party, is a lot of horse dung. Conservatives traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you admired the champion marble shooters, the fastest runners, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Conservatives love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Conservatives play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why real conservatives have never lost and will never lose a presidential election, because the very thought of losing is hateful to conservatives. Now, a political party is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, and fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of hogwash. The bilious GOP rhinos who wrote that stuff about individuality for the New York Times don't know anything more about real conservatives than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest platform and leadership, the best spirit, and the best people in the world. You know, by God, I actually pity those poor rhino GOPs that we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to crush the rhinos. We're going to cut out their living conservative members and use them to grow our party. We're going to crush those lousy rhinos by the bushel. Now, some of you folks, I know you're wondering whether or not you'll stand up to the GOP rhinos. Don't worry about it. I can assure you, you'll all do your duty. The GOP is the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their policies. Shoot them and their progressive actions. When you put your hand into your wallet that a moment before was brimming with cash, you'll know what to do. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying we're holding our position. We're not holding anything. Let the rhinos do that. We're advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to them by the nose, and we're going to kick them in their progressive rhino taxes. We're going to kick the hell out of them all the time, and we're going to consume them like a hobo on a ham sandwich. Now, there's one thing that you party members will be able to say when you are in a free America again, and you may thank God for it. Years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great progressive takeover? You won't have to say, well, I watched Dancing with the Stars. All right, now, you patriotic conservative warriors, you know how I feel. Oh, I will be proud. I am proud to lead you wonderful members into political battle anytime, anywhere. To win this fight, each battle in the war, I need you to invite your GOP friends to convert to the Conservative Party. We all need you to volunteer to help in these battles, and we all need you to donate to help fund this war at the state level and the national level, because we are at the war for the soul and heart of our very country. And don't forget it. This is General Gonzo S. Patton, and I'm sitting in tonight because it's time for a dose of reality, folks. This country's gone crazy this last week. A person named Gray, who is black, has the country seeing red because he was blue, compliments of the men and women in blue, six of them, half black and half white. In the city of Baltimore, went crazy, burnt things down, looted, burnt homes out, ruined people's lives, businesses, torched people's homes so that people couldn't see, couldn't have, couldn't be near things that are irreplaceable, mementos, family pictures, things like that. It's insane. They can't claim racism in a city that has black mayor, black city council, black prosecutor, black police chief, and 50% of the officers involved in the incident were black, because the majority of the police department is black. There's more to it than this. Barack Hussein Obama, if that is his real name, has been stirring and fomenting racial hatred and discontent in this country since he was elected. And if you don't agree with me, you're a racist. And you're afraid to admit it. Our guest call-in number tonight, if you want to argue, fight, debate, just be polite. Because remember, I can hang up on you. The number is 347-857-1197. And for liberals, we have a special hotline number. It's 347-857-1197. Now let's talk about a little bit more about what happened in Baltimore. A lot of people don't realize that the government suspended habeas corpus in Baltimore. That's right. Your constitutional rights went out the window. And don't get me wrong, every one of those protesters that went to jail should have had a random will-time beating and gone off to jail for violating the curfew, looting, vandalizing, destroying, burning, and doing the things that they did. If you take the action, you get the reaction. Life's a rock. Time to hit the cell block. I don't have a problem with that. More than 200 people were arrested this past week in Baltimore riots. They were detained. The law says that they can be detained for 24 hours without being charged. They were held for 48. Because the Republican governor, Larry Hogan, suspended the state's habeas corpus law via executive order. Now, this is not a partisan issue. This is a constitutional issue. The Constitution works both ways. The Constitution protects right, left, and in between. You cannot, with an executive order, suspend the Constitution. What's worse is the Constitution was suspended, allegedly, so that they could figure out how they were going to charge these people. They let them all walk. They just wanted to keep them off the street an additional 24 hours. You cannot act like President Lincoln and suspend habeas corpus and willy-nilly lock people up just because you feel like it. NDAA that Senator Rand Paul filibustered about several years ago has a clause in it that allows for that. And that's what he was filibustering about. Many people tried to wash over that, including Senator John McCain and the other same-sex Senator Lindsey Graham. We cannot allow them to take our rights. So, folks, when you see this happening, you need to speak up. You need to stand up, and you need to say, whoa, what the hell's going on? Because we cannot have this. We cannot allow for this. Now, here's why the general's really here tonight. I need you to get out a pen and paper or open up Word or something you can keep notes with on your computer, because this is how you can help affect the arrest of President Barack Hussein Obama for treason. You, me, your family, your friends, anybody who is a patriot and would like to see President Obama arrested for treason, as well as the GOP establishment leaders, Mitch McConnell and Johnny Boehner, well, we need to call the U.S. Sergeant at Arms. Polite and be respectful. We are asking for his help. But have a list of constitutional reasons ready when you call and ask him to arrest Barack Obama for treason. His name is Andrew B. Willison. Willison. Phone number is 202-224-2341. Once again, that number is 202-224-2341. And you can call from 5:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And once again, please be respectful and list your constitutional reasons for your request. His job is to to arrest our country's leadership when they don't behave. So let's see about making this happen. And let's face it, we've got some perfectly good reasons for why it should happen. One of which is, today, our president, Baltimore's rioters, black heroes. Think about that. Baltimore's rioters are heroes, which must mean that everyone else who's been called a hero in the past for being law-abiding and saving people's lives, yada, 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 and hasn't been rioting and hasn't been looting and hasn't been burning and has actually been following the law and helping people, those people we thought were heroes, they weren't. It is just as George Orwell predicted. Black is white, war is peace, peace is war. Everything is upside down and backwards. And it's insane. We cannot allow for this to continue. And that is reason enough in my book to have Lord Obama arrested for treason. I would like to think it is in yours. Now let's move along to some of the other insane in the membrane that are going on in this country, because there is some madness taking place. Pure craziness. In Florida, cops probed whether a kiss exchanged by seven-year-old classmates was unnatural and lascivious. We're talking children who had their first kiss on the playground. You gotta be kidding me. Police were called. Their time and resources were wasted over kids who had their first kiss on the playground. What in the hell has America come to? That's compliment to the smoking gun. Frontpagemag.com. Great article. Can the Democrats get rid of Hillary? The worst Clinton marriage isn't the one between Hillary and Bill. It's the one between Hillary and the Democratic Party. The Democrats don't want Hillary, but they're stuck with her. She's got enough dirt on the Dems that they're scared. And she has enough dirt on her Democratic opponents that they don't know what the hell to do. None of the big guns will come out and run against her. And so you're left with the oddballs, the Bernie Sanders, the O'Malleys, nobody who really has any jam. You're looking at people like Maureen Dowd, who flippantly says, "Bah, elect Hillary, we'll just impeach another Clinton." Barney Frank, Joe Biden have condemned the Clinton pardons for cash. Jimmy Carter called them disgraceful. Jimmy Carter's chief of staff described the Clintons as the first grifters. Great article, must read. Also over Front Page, they've got a great article on the Iranian state piracy that pays and how under weak leader Jimmy Carter, and now under a weak leader Barack Hussein Obama. Iran has taken a new step in its aggression towards Western shipping with state-sponsored piracy. Their hostage-taking of the crew of the Danish ship, and how we can expect more of this, because that's what happened in the past when Jimmy Carter was president and they smelled blood in the water. I encourage you to go check it out. Once again, it's frontpagemag.com. Iranian state piracy pays. America's in a lot of trouble. We have a long road to go with this knucklehead who's in the White House and what we have going on right now. In Baltimore today, they held a victory rally. They marched chanting, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." That's a super clever chant. Another hallmark moment there. I wonder if Mr. Bobblehead, our favorite reverend, Al Not So Sharpton, thought that one up. I mean, give me a break. Three white officers and three black officers were arrested for this. They didn't even take this to a grand jury. They weren't even indicted. These guys are going to walk, and when that happens, cities across America are going to burn to the ground. This is going to be a summer of discontent. Obama has set this up so he can nationalize the police forces. They've done that before. It was called Germany, World War II. I don't think you're going to like how this ends. Another thing that's been under wraps while Baltimore's been up in flames, the U.S. is in talks to keep restrictions on the Taliban Five because the deal is set to lapse. Remember those five dangerous, scraggly-looking taxicab driver looking guys that we traded for Bo Bergdahl, that waste of skin who deserted and got U.S. soldiers killed? Well, Qatari's agreement to keep them and monitor them and not allow them to return to the battlefield, well, that's set to expire. And Qatari is not wanting these guys in their country and is ready to let them walk. And, of course, Obama's got no jam. He's got no leverage and he's got no power. So they're going to walk. That's over at Weasel Zippers. Check it out. The Baltimore riots were great cover for this. Bad news, folks. Bad, bad news. The generals warned you about all these goings on. It's time you became a member of the Conservative Party of Washington and the Conservative Party USA. It's the only way to stop these people, because the GOP certainly is not going to do it for you. And now for some good news. Progressive San Francisco businessman has become threatened by the minimum wage law and is appalled, absolutely appalled by the increase in his cost per year. It looks like these liberal ass clowns are going to have to learn things the hard way. Brian Hibbs, owner and operator of Comics Experience, is having a hard time dealing with the reality presented by San Francisco's new minimum wage law, which is identical to the communist minimum wage law passed in Seattle. The new law, passed by a huge majority, requires that minimum wage increase made first. That was, what, yesterday to 12:25 an hour, and goes up to $15 an hour by 2018, anticipating only a slight increase in his costs. Hibbs was massively supportive of the law because he's a progressive, and he believed that everybody should have a living wage. Now he's absolutely appalled because, well, frankly, he's progressive, and things that sound good aren't always as they seem, and now somebody's got to pay for it, and it's his business owning ass that's on the hook for it. Good for him. He's on the hook for $80,000 a year, just with the bump in minimum wage to 12 and a quarter an hour. And he's whining. I didn't know that. I thought we were talking a small amount of money, something I could absorb. I didn't think any law that was like that would do this to me. Wah. Wah. I'm having a hard time getting past wah. Liberals, forever and a day, have been pounded by the laws of unintended consequences. And it's too bad. So sad. I would like to take a moment to say something nice about Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. When he saw a soldier on a flight that he was on, quarterback Russell Wilson saw the U.S. soldier huffing his bag to his seat and coach, and the quarterback immediately upgraded the soldier to a seat in first class. Wilson has a business relationship with Alaska Airlines, so when he saw the soldier headed down the aisle, he instantly thought he could make the soldier instantly happier and more comfortable. The soldier was flabbergasted and jumped on Twitter to tell the world about it. Soldier's name, Kane Bernas. Once again, it was Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Way to go. Classy move. You can read about it on Weasel Zippers. America, we're living in dark days, brosis. It's time to take action. We either get up, lock arms, and stand together and move forward and fight like we've never fought before, or we are going to take a beating, and it's going to be too late, and there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. I want you to listen to this song as we play out and think about it. It's written by a British band, For America. Catch me now, I'm falling.
I remember when you were down and you needed a helping hand. I came to feed you, but now that I need you, you won't give me a second glance. Now I'm calling on citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I bailed you out when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.